Welcome back. We're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 6, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shabbos. The last two Mishnayos that we did in the beginning of the 6th Perek were all about things that are rabbinically prohibited, but from the Torah's perspective, they are not. Now we go forward to talk about things that are actually forbidden from the Torah's point of view. Says the Mishnah, Lo teitzei isha b'machat hanakuva. So a woman is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing a needle that is used for sewing that has a hole in it for threading. And the reason why is because, very simply, it is not really something that a person wears for jewelry. A person would have a sewing needle with a hole in it so that they can sew. And therefore, if a person is actually wearing it as a pin for some silly reason, that's actually going to be considered a masoya burden. And therefore, one is not allowed to carry that even as a piece of jewelry on their sweater on Shabbos. V'lo v'taba'as sheyesh alechu. And so too with a signet ring that has a stamp for sealing letters. So this ring that is used for stamping letters is also going to be considered a carried item, a masoi, because a woman will wear it on her fingers, is only doing so for the purpose of sealing letters, seemingly, but obviously she's not doing that on Shabbos, and women don't usually use this as jewelry, and so therefore it's clearly just an actual carrying. Velo vakluyar, and a woman is also not allowed to go outside on Shabbos from one rishus to another with a circular band that goes around her head, some sort of a decorative crown, something like that. Velo vakuvelas, velo vitsloches, and so too. Shal paliaton, and so too a spice container or a bottle of perfume hanging from her neck, when a woman is not allowed to go out with that on Shabbos as well. Vim yatzta chayeves chatas, and if she went out from one rishus to another wearing any of these things on Shabbos, she'll be obligated to bring a chatas offering. Divrei Rebbe Meir, this is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. V'chamim potrim bakuvelos uvislochas shal paliaton, and the chachamim say that no, when it comes to these last two things, namely wearing a spice container or a bottle of perfume, and these things are hanging from her neck, imagine like a pendant almost from her neck, so from a Torah's perspective she is exempt. She is only liable seemingly on a rabbinic level, and that is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet then says further, Lo yetze ha'ish lo vasayif v'lo vakeshes v'lo vatris v'lo va'ala v'lo va'aromach. A man is not allowed to go outside on Shabbos with holding a sword or a bow or a shield or club or a spear. And if he did go out from one rishus to another, from one domain to another, wearing any of these things on his body, so he will be liable for a chatas offering because it is a Torah prohibition. But Rabbi Eliezer says, no, tachshitin hinlo, what do you mean? If a woman goes out with earrings, same thing as if a man goes out holding a sword, because these things are essentially considered like jewelry for a man, right? And this is based on a pasuk that there is this idea that men usually walk around with these types of things. Again, nowadays not as common, but certainly back in the day when people, when society was perhaps a little bit more lawless at times, and you need to walk around with a blade or something to protect yourself, not so unlikely. And so therefore, men would walk around with these types of things. So it is like jewelry, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer. Again, not according to the Tanakhama, not according to the other opinion over here. Then the Chachamim say further, V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, these things are rather disgraceful for a man to wear. Don't tell me that they're jewelry. Shinemar, how do we know this? V'chitzu charvosam li'itim v'chaninoseihim limazmeros lo yisa goy al goy cherev lo yilmadu od melchama. So the Pasuk says, the literal translation is that they shall beat their swords into spades and their spears into shears. One nation will not lift up a sword against another nation, and they will learn war no more. Right? It's clear that the ideal in life is not to have to fight, is not to have to go to war. And so therefore you can't say that people enjoy, just like a woman would perhaps enjoy wearing some jewelry, so too a man enjoys carrying a sword with him. That's ridiculous. So therefore, that's why he's liable, say the Chachamim. Biris Tahura. Now, the Mishnah goes into a conversation about things that are worn by women that are more like an undergarment. So Biris Tahura, a garter that women wear to hold up their stockings. So this is considered something that is Tahur, meaning that it cannot become Tame. And so therefore, what this means is that according to this first opinion, it is going to be considered considered an item of clothing. V'yotzin b'av Shabbos. Sorry, I apologize. Let's go back for one second. So, in general, an item of clothing can't become tame unless it directly is a benefit for the person that's wearing it. So, a shirt, for example, that a person is wearing, obviously, to cover up their body. So, when it comes to that, obviously, a shirt has the ability to become tummy. However, a garter, which is not a direct benefit to a woman, so according to this opinion over here, it does not have the ability to become tummy, which means it is not a direct clothing benefit to the person. V'yotzin b'av Shabbos. And also, they can go outside wearing it on Shabbos, because on the other hand, it is considered an item of clothing. So what we see over here is that it appears to be a little contradictory, but we understand both sides very well. Because on the one hand, a garter is, no one's wearing the garter because they want to look extra nice. It's not what the goal of it is. Rather, it's meant to keep up another article of clothing. That said, of course it's considered like an article of clothing, because no woman certainly in those days would go out of their house in their right mind without a garter, allowing their legs to be exposed if their tights or their stockings rather would fall down. So therefore, of course, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, but again, simultaneously, it does not have the ability to become tamei because it's not fully like an article of clothing. And then kevalim tamein, but chains that are used to connect the garters. So these things are tamei, meaning that they can become tamei, which would seemingly mean that they have some more of a significance as an article of clothing. The ein yotzin behen b'Shabbos, and they can also not go outside wearing them on Shabbos, because it's clear that they might remove these things to show to a friend. And so therefore, you can't go out with them on Shabbos because you might end up carrying them. And so just a quick note, what in the world are these chains that they used to connect the garters? So evidently, there used to be a practice that a girl might connect her garters with some sort of a golden chain, and the goal was to prevent her from taking very large steps, which could ultimately damage her hymen, and of course, in those days, that certainly would be considered disgraceful, and so that's why it was certainly preferable to take smaller steps, and so ultimately, that's how it receives this qualification, that it is important, it is not that important that a person would be allowed to still wear it on Shabbos because of the potential risk of carrying it. Anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.